Hi, friends. I'm Anna McKenna. I'm a mom, a partner, an entrepreneur, and an Army veteran, and I'm totally dedicated to helping others evolve into the next best version of themselves. My vibe is straightforward and practical, and I'm all about community. I'm here to bring you information, inspiration, and actual tools you can really use to improve your life, no matter where you're at in your journey. If you are ready to talk mindset, wellness, money, business, relationships, and so much more, well, you're in the right place. This is Better Life School with Anna McKenna. Hi guys, how are you? If you are new here, my name is Anna McKenna and welcome to my channel. I talk about all things Ozempic, Wegovy, weight loss, lifestyle, and so much more. If you are new, make sure you hit the subscribe button so that you never miss a thing. Okay, so one of the questions that I get the most of is, what is the best diet if you are on Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, or if you're just on a regular weight loss program? I am here to fill you in on everything that has helped me lose over 60 pounds over the last couple of years on Ozempic or Wegovy. Okay, so if you've been with me any amount of time, you know that one of my main goals when I started my Ozempic journey was just to eat normally. I had been on every single diet, like you name it, Whole 30, gluten-free, Atkins, starvation, like literally everything. I had tried everything to lose weight. And because of my Hashimoto's and autoimmune issues, I had really always struggled with trying to lose the weight once and for all. Ozempic and now Wegovy have been a really great help to me over the last couple of years to finally move past it. And I'm still continuing on in my journey. So when I first started, my number one goal was to make sure that I was able to go out to dinner with friends, eat normally, just kind of eat whatever I wanted and not cut anything out. So over the last couple of years, I've figured out that there are a few key things to remember when you're going through your weight loss journey with these medications, and I'm going to go over them all right here. Okay, so a well-balanced diet is something that we should always be considering anyway, right? Because once you lose the weight, it's not like suddenly everything is perfect and everything's like back to normal. One of the things you really want to do is just make sure that you are able to eat consistently on a well-balanced diet. And of course, we all know that that includes vegetables, protein, fruit, healthy types of things, grains in small doses, not really cutting anything out if your body can go ahead and take that. So that is your number one tip, making sure that you're able to really focus on eating healthfully when it comes to high protein, lots of veggies, but don't necessarily cut out the things that you love as well. For example, I still eat very small desserts and things that I love and have always loved. The next thing to remember is that sometimes your taste buds change, believe it or not. So for example, I never really was big into sweets before I started my medication. And now I really like to have a little sweet end of the night dessert after my meals. You will notice that most likely on this medication, you won't be very hungry, and that's also okay. That's the point of the medication, to get you to listen to what is going on in your head as you kind of go through figuring out what food noise is for you, listening to cues of feeling hungry and then feeling full. This is all very natural and new. And for some of you guys, you may not have had that feeling for a very, very long time, which was a really weird feeling at first. I actually was thinking to myself very early on in my journey, like, oh my God, I think I'm feeling full. And that was something that I hadn't felt for a very, very long time. Snacking is something that's really interesting because you may have felt before that like you had a lot of snacks and then suddenly you don't really feel hungry for anything. Snacking is a really good way to get protein in your body anyway. And so I highly suggest that if you feel like you can eat something, even just a little something, you should try to get in there. Your food portions will probably be much, much smaller. And that's what we want. We want you eating a more normal portion day to day. Water. You guys have heard me talk about it a million times. Water is absolutely key. You have to be drinking your water, a lot of it. And that is how you will start to see the weight coming off, because the water promotes fat loss, and that's everything. Water also helps with nausea. You might feel that some of your food that you ate before didn't make you nauseous, and you might find that some of the food that you ate before makes you totally nauseous. This is all very normal. Water, ginger chews, I've done a couple of videos, maybe we can point it out, to see how you navigate some of those nausea and what are some really good tools to use as you kind of get through it and get past it, because more likely than not, it probably will subside. Hey friends, Anna here from the Girls Girl Pod. Are you ready to get your shit together for real in 2024? Are you really ready to go from overwhelmed with work, health stuff, crazy relationships, money issues, and other shit to feeling in control and at peace with your day to day? Then I want you to join me over at annamckenna.com, where I'm leveraging my 15 years of coaching the literal basics of taking control of your life and getting you to the other side, where you actually have money and are at peace with your kids, your spouse, your career, and you. Yes, this can happen for you, no matter where you're at today. And I'm not your typical woo-woo coach. I give you practical, real tools you can apply to really, truly get your shit together and make the change you really want to make in your life. Get on over to anna-mckenna.com and grab my bootcamp and workbook. You can also join my weekly love letter to you, packed, and I mean packed, with the real deal tools, offers, and discussion that matter. Hope to see you over there. Here are three things that I did not do very well with when it came to my day-to-day diet. Sugar, like intense amounts of sugar, not good. Alcohol, not good. I will tell you right now that alcohol, the only thing I really can drink are vodka sodas, and I don't really drink that much. Anyway, I never really did drink a lot before, but I would go through times when I would go out for a weekend and drink way more. I found out that on this medication, I could not do that, and I didn't want to. Fried foods. Y'all, fry foods can totally change the course of your evening or your day if you are not very careful. Fried foods, sugar, alcohol, all three things that you want to be really careful about as you explore your journey on this medication. A couple other things I really want you to think about. Slow down, eat slowly. Try to think about, are you feeling full? Do you really feel hungry? Could you be thirsty? This is what this medication does. This medication is not a cure-all. This medication does not solve all your problems for you. This medication forces your brain to start thinking about what your body is feeling, the rest of your body is feeling. And so it will prompt you, if you're really responding to the medication in the way that it's intended, it will prompt you to think, are you full? Are you hungry? Are you starting to get full? And those are all, for many of us, very new feelings that we have to kind of go back and remember. Prep for nausea, listen to your food cues, all very important things. But above all, I encourage you to really explore the idea of eating normally and not cutting necessarily anything out if you want it. This feels weird for a lot of us who have been on diets for like years and years and years. It feels really strange. It feels really awkward to say like, okay, I'm gonna go into this journey, this weight loss endeavor, feeling like I might be able to eat everything my friends are eating. Or if you go out to dinner, not be consumed with what you can't have on the menu. I encourage people to go into this with a very slow and steady, middle of the road approach. Don't cut everything out if you don't want to. If you're like, hey, listen, I'm gonna use this medication and not eat cheese anymore, then that's totally fine. But if you're really going into it with a lifestyle change, which is what I really encourage everybody to do here on this channel, go into it with the idea that you might be able to just eat the things that you want, just in smaller portions and eating like a normal person, right? Those are all very exciting, but also scary ways to feel when you are going through this medication. But when you're thinking about what diet should I do or what diet should I not do when I'm on Ozempic or Wegovy, think about the idea that your diet might just be your lifestyle and your lifestyle forever. Because a lot of people can't be on this medication forever. And, you know, in so many ways, maybe you don't want to be. Maybe your insurance won't cover you forever. So you need to start training your body to think about it like, this is my lifestyle now. This medication has helped me get to this point, but this is where I'm at now, and this is how I'm going to eat for the rest of my life. It will change. It will change your life from start to finish. So if you have any questions, please, or comments even, please feel free to drop them in the comments below. I also encourage you to explore our membership, where I'm going to be diving a little bit deeper into a lot of these topics, and you'll be able to follow along with me on a more personal basis, where we talk about some of the things that I'm struggling with as well and how I'm getting through them. We'll be doing our walk and talks on Fridays. Yay, I'm very excited. And those are gonna be private for the membership community, because I'm gonna kind of delve into some things that are more private. And I really hope that you will join me on this little journey together. The other thing, by joining the BLS level 1 for $9.99 a month, you get my free Ozempic course, of which I've totally sold in the past for $47. So it's a really great value, even if you just join to take the course. It really walks through all of the things that have helped me over the course of the last couple of years. And I've really found it to be helpful for a lot of people. I've gotten really great feedback on it. It's quick, it's easy, it's how you get all the goods. And I encourage you to check it out. I hope you'll join me over on the membership, but have no fear. If you're not joining me there, I will be putting out more content here for you. And as always, love your body, love yourself. Give yourself a little grace and know that everything is going to be great. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep doing the very best you can. Work on changing your overall lifestyle and how you be day to day, and you can't go wrong. Thanks so much for being here.
Welcome to the Girls Girl Podcast with Anna, Megan, Katie. We are three real girls, girls with one mission: to bring you the straight up, no nonsense, real talk. Everything you are silently thinking and beyond.
On this pod, you can expect us to chat about all the things. Nothing is off limits here. We'll talk parenting, money, career, sex and relationships, and so much more. We'll bring on guests and experts and dish on real life challenges, wins, and goals.
Trust us, you're not going to want to miss this. Are you a real girl's girl? Then you're in the right place.